pussy, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, June 18, 2026. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Real quick, this segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV over in Gaylord. I was in Gaylord yesterday. Had an opportunity to meet with Bob Johnson of Jim Warnick GMC after Vicky's unfortunate situation with her Jeep. We were having to look at some vehicles to replace it and also to pick up a rental car. I want to thank Michaela at the Enterprise office there on Otsego Avenue who helped us get a rental car for to get to work today. I have meetings all day in Petoskey. She has county commissioners meeting tonight. She needed a vehicle, and thanks to Enterprise, we got it. But in Gaylord, you guys have a unique opportunity to take advantage of what I think is probably one of the best RV dealerships, businesses, not only in Northern Michigan, but even the state. Northern Michigan RV, they have a whole new series of brand new best-selling travel trailers that is really exciting. Jayco, the J-Flight, is now all new at Northern Michigan RV. RV Business Magazine rated it a must-see RV. Members Choice Awards 2025 Gold Winner and the RVDA's DSI Dealer Satisfaction Index. All of this is available to you guys in Gaylord. Right off of I-75, exit 282, which is M32. You get off the exit, you head west to the Walgreens, you go north to Expressway Court, followed around. The inventory actually can be seen from I-75. They've got this fifth wheel. It's all blacked out. Unbelievable. You got to see it. If you got a black pickup truck, you need a Raptor. That's all I can say. This three-axle bad boy, five slide-outs, comes in a toy hauler, bunkhouse, all kinds of different floor plans. You need to come and see them. Travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, low down payment options, fast approval, local and national lenders. And veterans, after you negotiate the deal, mention you're a veteran, get $500 off. They love the veterans. They got new, they got used, they've got it all. They're now carrying also Salem RVs. These are very, very affordable with lots of nice custom features and single axles. These can be hauled with even a car. You need to go and check these out. Unbelievable, unbelievable inventory. Check them out online, northernmichiganrv.com, or better yet, call them 989-448-8700. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. We're going to take a short break. We're going to get back to Lansing. Got a few more stories to talk about, and then we'll wrap this baby up. Last half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three, here on this Thursday, June 18th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. House bills. Well, the Senate panel committee heard testimony on these six House bills, which expands emergency allergy treatments beyond the EpiPen. The bills passed the House last December with no opposition. Public schools, camps, and child care centers would be allowed to use and store the needle-free nasal mist version of the EpiPen when helping children with severe allergic reactions. Under the House bills that were heard in the Senate Health Policy Committee, took testimony on it yesterday. Coming up on almost 2 years ago, August of 2024, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, approved Neffy, the first amphetamine product to be used during emergency allergic events that wasn't administered by a needle injection. Are you kidding me? We can't do this with one bill. We got to do it with six different bills. This, folks, this yells and screams for reforms in our state government. Our government in Lansing is broken and it needs to be fixed. You actually have to pass not one, not two, three, four, five, but six bills that allows you to use a nasal mist version of a shot. This is just pure insanity. Now, listening to the people that came and actually testified, according to the Michigan Council for Maternal and Child Health, it's actually an organization, the nasal spray has a shelf life of up to 30 months, 2.5 years, while the injectors are limited to 12 to 18 months. The organization noted that the Neffy offers a free school-based program for certain schools, providing four emergency use dosage absolutely free. Yeah, here's some samples. Okay, why do we need six bills to switch from an injection of this drug by needle to a nasal mist spray that lasts basically twice as long? The injectors are good for a year to a year and a half. This is good for 2.5 years. This is a no-brainer. But yet, we had state senators, Senate Health Policy Committee, had to sit through a hearing about doing this, and it took six House bills to do it. Is this insanity to you? Government is so inefficient, it is unbelievable. Well, providing testimony yesterday was Cindy Bremett, the lead district nurse of the Grand Ledge Public Schools and president of the Michigan Association of School Nurses. In the absence of school nurses, Bremett said, described a reliance on unlicensed secretaries, principals, and teachers to respond to allergy emergencies. She highlighted concerns surrounding the needle hesitancy. Well, yeah, who would want to take a needle and jab it into a kid to inject a drug when you can basically put a nasal spray bottle up into their nasal nose passage and squeeze the bottle. Burmette went on to say, the traditional auto injectors with needles can be intimidating for unlicensed school staff, potentially delaying this life-saving care. Expanding access to needle-free options, such as a intranasal spray, can reduce hesitation and improve response times. You know why? Allergies. Okay? Having to do with breathing? Spray directly into the nasal passage goes directly into the lungs. A shot goes into the bloodstream. It doesn't go directly into the lungs. It gets put into the body's bloodstream, pumped through the heart, eventually getting to the lungs. This is a no-brainer. Jake Jelsema, the legislative director to State Representative Nancy DeBoyer, the bill's lead sponsors, well, she couldn't be there. She sent her legislative director that she's paying $50,000-$60,000 a year to come and testify. Jake described Misters as not having the risk of any operator errors. One of the reason auto injectors came with a practice pen along with two real EpiPens is that the person administering the shot during an emergency often uses the pen backwards and ends up accidentally injecting themselves. Oh my God. This is getting stupider and stupider by the moment. Jelsema said, my coworker who has a deadly peanut allergy tells me that accidentally pressing the wrong end of the pen can result in the needle deploying right through the person's thumb. Jelsema said he also heard the needle being so powerful that it can blow right through your fingernail. It'll be sticking out the other side. Okay, you put the needle up against your thumb. You think that's the button to push to inject, and it's actually the needle side. You push down on it, and the needle not only goes through your thumb, but it's so powerful it can end up going through your thumbnail. Are you kidding me? Well, according to the state of Michigan, during the 2024-2025 school year, there was 179 incidents statewide where the EpiPen was administered. Of those 197 injections, 120 came directly from the school's own stock. In 57 of those instances, the pupil, who was known to have severe allergies to something, had the pens available. In the school year so far for 2026, there's been 41 incidences that have already taken place in Michigan's public schools. Well, needless to say, the bills were passed out of the Senate committee. They passed the House last December with no opposition. You think? You want to go from an EpiPen to a nasal spray, and we need 6 House bills to do it. Back in the day, we did a study of a bill. Didn't matter whether it was a House bill or Senate bill. We have a bicameral system of legislators in Lansing. We have a House and a Senate. The House, 110 state representatives, is based on population. 38 state senators usually represent 3, 4, 5, some cases 7, 8 counties. That's why we only have 38 state senators. A bill gets introduced. Special interest group, lobbyists, political consultants, they go and find a state rep or a state senator, sit down and have a meeting with them because they probably sit on a committee related to what they are looking to pass and hand them a bill. Sometimes they even hand them a check to their reelection campaign for looking at their bill. They explain what they want. They want to go from EpiPens to a spray mist. So they take up these bills. They send them down to LSB, Legislative Services Bureau. You know what that is? It's a group of attorneys that are unelected that have been working there forever. And they look at the bills, and they study the bills, and they look at other pre-existing regulations we already have in the state of Michigan regarding this subject. They look at the state constitution, and they capitulate it to the state constitution to make sure it's constitutional and not unconstitutional. They then take the bills, the papers, they stack them together, make them all nice and even, put them in a vise, and they have heated blue candle wax. They paint the left edge as a binding to have the wax get painted on the edge of the papers. When the hot blue wax cools down, it becomes a blue back. You can't add pages, and you can't tear pages out without it being noticeable. They submit the bills back to the secretaries to the respective chambers. If it's a House bill, it goes to the House secretary. If it's a Senate bill, it goes to the Senate secretary. They then enter the blue back into their calendar. And based on the House speaker and the Senate majority leader, they're assigned to a committee. They then have committee hearings. State reps, state senators, respectively, for each chamber are members of these committees. They have to go and hear public testimony about these bills and then vote them out of committee. They go back to the House secretary, the Senate secretary, and they're put on the agenda to be a floor vote. The bills get disseminated to all the state reps and all the state senators for their initial review. They have to go through a three-reading process. First, second, and third reading on the House floor and the Senate floor before it's then discussed on the floor, usually by the bill sponsor, as to why you should support and vote for this bill. And this is basically then at that time a situation where you are absolutely in a situation where you must vote yes or no on the tally board. Add up all those hours, all those people, and you're in a situation where you're basically spending $500,000 worth of our taxpayer dollars to pay for all those workers and all those services. You are in a situation that we just spent $3 million for a spray. This is unbelievable. We'll be right back.